Beyond Sunday's Session 8, Equity, Creating the Conditions for Everyone to Flourish. Today is March 24th, 2026, and we're here for our session of Beyond Sundays. Our theme today, equity. Every person is inherently worthy and has the right to flourish. Together, we'll reflect on how we can embody equity in our everyday choices and actions. Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad you're here for this month's Beyond Sundays gathering. Our theme tonight is equity, one of the central values in our Unitarian Universalist Shared Values Framework. Equity reminds us that every person is inherently worthy and has the right to flourish. At first glance, that sounds simple, almost obvious. Of course, people should flourish. Of course, people deserve fairness. Equity is not simply treating everyone the same. It means recognizing that people have different experiences, needs, and challenges, and ensuring everyone has access to the support and opportunity they need to thrive. How fairness, justice, and compassion show up in everyday life is an important part of our understanding of equity. Mindful choices, courageous thinking, and spiritual reflection help us embody and manifest equity in our communities and relationships. The deeper we reflect, the more complex the idea becomes. Equity asks us to move beyond simple sameness. It asks us to look honestly at differences in experience, opportunity, and circumstance. It challenges us to ask, what does fairness really look like? Is fairness treating everyone the same? Or is fairness creating conditions where each person has what they need to thrive? The Oxford Review describes equity as fairness, justice, and impartiality that considers people's different needs and circumstances so everyone has a genuine chance to succeed. That means equity is not passive. Equity requires awareness. Equity requires compassion, and sometimes equity requires courage. Because when we look honestly at the world and at our own assumptions, we often discover places where fairness is incomplete. Tonight, we'll explore equity through three questions. What is equity? Why does it matter? And how can we live it more fully in our everyday lives? And because equity is not something we learn only through ideas, we will also pause to reflect and discuss along the way. Equity begins with a fundamental spiritual claim. Every human being has inherent worth and dignity. That statement sits at the heart of Unitarian Universalism. It means that dignity does not depend on status, belief, wealth, education, nationality, or religious identity. Dignity simply exists because someone is human. But recognizing dignity is only the first step. Equality says everyone gets the same shoes. Equity says everyone gets shoes that fit their feet, their circumstances, their needs, and the purpose they are intended to serve. And that purpose can include protection, support and stability, health and pain relief, performance, safety, and even personal expression. We've all seen people wearing shoes that don't fit their activities or their purpose, and wearing shoes that don't fit is a recipe for pain and suffering. Not many people can keep a smile on their face or have pleasant interactions when their feet hurt. Just a quick show of hands here in the session. How many of you have ever been treated, quote, equally, unquote, but it didn't feel fair? Everyone present in the session raised their hands. We've also seen situations where someone appears to be wearing the wrong shoes, taking on a job they're not supported in, being placed in roles they're not prepared for, or expected to succeed without the tools they need. Equity asks a deeper, more challenging question. What does each person need in order to flourish? Equality treats everyone the same. Equity recognizes that people begin from different starting points. Some begin with support, resources, and opportunity. Others begin with obstacles that may not be visible at first glance. Equity works to level the playing field so that everyone has a real chance to succeed. And this principle also applies to spiritual life. In a culture that often assumes one dominant religious perspective, it can be tempting to expect everyone to follow the same path. But Unitarian Universalism embraces pluralism. We recognize that people approach truth through many traditions, Christian or Jewish, Buddhist or humanist, pagan, agnostic, and many others. Equity in spiritual life means respecting the time, effort, and devotion people invest in their own path. Even when we disagree with someone's theology, equity invites us to recognize their sincerity and their journey. It invites us to say, "Tell me about what shaped your faith." That kind of curiosity builds understanding rather than division. Equity also begins in something surprisingly small, the words we use. Words shape the way we see ourselves and others. Language is not just communication. Language is creation. Every phrase we speak shapes beliefs, emotions, and possibilities. The phrases we repeat, even quietly, influence what we believe is possible. When we say to ourselves, "I'm not good enough," or "That person will never change," or "I'm not good at this," or "I can't do that," we begin to live inside those limits. Those words quietly shape our reality. But when we choose language grounded in dignity and possibility, "I'm learning," or "I'm growing," we create the space for growth. Words rooted in love, justice, and equity can transform how we see ourselves and one another. We create space for something new. Equity begins with recognizing that our own voice, our internal voice, deserves fairness too. Equity begins with noticing the language we carry, both spoken and unspoken. During our session, we took a moment for this discussion. I want to invite you to reflect now or later about these questions. First, when you hear the word equity, what does it mean to you personally? And second, can you recall a moment when someone treated you with genuine fairness or understanding? Once you've completed this audio, or you can pause the audio, pull out a notebook or your journal and answer those questions for yourself. Understanding equity is important, but the real question is, why does equity matter so deeply? The answer is simple. It matters because it's about helping people flourish. So then we have to ask, what does flourishing require? Flourishing doesn't happen in just one area of life. It happens across multiple dimensions, what we might call the five equities of life: physical, intellectual, financial, psychological, and spiritual. Equity creates the conditions where people can truly flourish, and flourishing happens across many dimensions of life. When these areas are nurtured, people grow stronger and more resilient. When they're neglected, individuals and communities struggle. Equity asks us to consider how these areas show up in our lives and in our communities. One of the most important forms of equity is something we often overlook: the equity we offer ourselves. Many people spend decades caring for others, working hard, supporting families, and fulfilling responsibilities. But eventually, a deeper question arises: what does my soul need to thrive? Soul nourishment is not selfish. It is essential. Practices like meditation, journaling, creativity, and reflection help restore peace and resilience, allowing us to move through life with greater balance and purpose. When we nourish our inner lives, we become better able to show up with compassion and generosity toward others. Equity is not only outward, it is inward. Let's take a moment for a personal inventory and reflection. I want to invite you to do a quiet check-in. Choose one of the areas we mentioned earlier: physical, intellectual, financial, psychological, and spiritual. Choose just one of those areas where you feel strong right now. Don't think about it too hard. Just choose an area where you feel strong right now. Next, choose one of these areas, just one, where something feels out of balance. This is where equity becomes real, because sometimes the place where equity is most needed is within our own lives. Many of us have spent years, even decades, caring for others, meeting expectations, fulfilling responsibilities. But at some point, a deeper question arises: what does my soul need to thrive? Nourishing your soul is not a luxury. It's essential, because when we are nourished, we respond with more patience. We listen more deeply. We show up more fully. Equity flows outward, from how we care for ourselves. Another challenge to equity lies in something subtle: the thoughts we carry about what is possible. Sometimes people think small without realizing it. A single failure can convince someone to stop taking risks. They begin to shrink their dreams. They stop imagining bigger possibilities. But thinking small limits growth. It prevents people from pursuing opportunities that might transform their lives or the ways that you and we can contribute to others. Equity invites us to expand our thinking. If every person truly has the right to flourish, then each of us must also believe that growth is possible for ourselves and for others. Equity also requires courage. It asks us to examine familiar systems and habits. Sometimes the greatest barrier to change is simply the desire to stay comfortable. Playing it safe can keep us stuck. It may feel secure, but it often leads to stagnation, missed opportunities, limited growth, a sense of stagnation, and even regret. Growth requires stepping beyond familiar patterns. Even small steps outside our comfort zone can build confidence and momentum. Equity asks us to take those steps, just a little outside of our comfort zone, not only for ourselves, but for the communities we are a part of. Understanding equity is only the beginning. The deeper question is, how do we live it in everyday life? Fortunately, equity often appears in ordinary moments, in small, intentional choices. Number one, practice mindful awareness. Notice your assumptions. Notice who speaks in conversations and who does not. Notice whose voices receive attention. Mindfulness creates space between reaction and response. That space allows equity to grow. Number two, choose your words carefully. Words shape our inner and outer worlds. Replacing limiting language with growth-oriented language opens new possibilities. Instead of, "I'm bad at this," try, "I'm learning this skill." These small shifts create powerful change over time. Number three, ask questions with curiosity. Equity invites us to approach difference with curiosity. When encountering someone with a different spiritual perspective, try asking, "What experiences shaped your beliefs? How did you come to this understanding?" Listening deeply honors the equity they have invested in their own journey. Number four, expand your vision. Thinking small limits possibility. Thinking generously expands it. Equity asks us to imagine a world where every person has space to grow, including us. That vision begins in our own imagination. Number five, take courageous small steps. Real change rarely happens overnight. Small steps matter. Trying something new, listening more deeply, offering encouragement where it's needed, a conversation, a shift in language, an act of encouragement. Those actions build momentum, and over time, they reshape communities. Here's another moment for discussion and reflection. Where do you see the greatest opportunity to practice equity in your daily life? Is it at work, at home, or in spiritual conversations? Take a moment and think about where you have opportunity to practice equity on a daily basis. Use your notebook or your journal to go ahead and jot down some notes. And as you move forward in your days, see if you can recognize those elements and those opportunities when they happen. Our take-home practice for this session is an equity reflection exercise. During the coming month, take time to reflect on the five equities of life: physical, intellectual, financial, psychological, and spiritual. For each, ask yourself, where do I feel currently supported and flourishing? Where might I need more balance or attention? And what small step could help move this area toward greater equity? And then write one small action for each category. Because remember, small actions create meaningful transformation. Our closing reflection. Equity is more than fairness, and it's not about perfection. It's about a commitment to seeing the dignity and possibility present in every human life, an intention practiced consistently. It asks us to pay attention to the words we use, the assumptions we carry, and the opportunities we create for others, to honor difference, recognize dignity, and help create conditions where more people can flourish. Equity reminds us that flourishing is not reserved for a few. It is the birthright of every person. When we live this value with courage, compassion, and curiosity, we help build a world where more people can thrive. And that work begins not in grand gestures, but in everyday moments. One conversation, one choice, one thoughtful word, one courageous step at a time. Thank you for your time and attention during this session. Amen, Ashe, and blessed be.